You are human.
Are using that same word.
Well,
okay. When you get a blister, the liquid that forms under the skin is what?
Well, always you're trying to call water or fluid that gathers in there by blood. Blood blister.
Okay. In a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you say you have a
wound.
Okay. When a wound doesn't heal, a white grain or substance might form around the edge. Sometimes it has to be cut out or burned out with alum. It's, what is it called?
Crab flake.
Okay. If you get just a little cut in your finger, what do you put on it to avoid infection?
Well, now I just put cure palm substance stuff, you know, to keep down infection, to ensure that they're fresh cut and growing.
Well, if you don't use cure palm, you might use something like
turpentine.
Or it looks like
iodine.
Okay. What did people used to have for malaria? Or what did they give them if they found out would cure it? Sometimes.
Quinine.
Okay. If a man was shot and didn't recover, you say he what?
He died.
Are there any veiled ways of saying that to spare a person's feelings? Any euphemisms for that?
That he was shot, or?
I mean, if you were going to tell a relative of theirs that this person had died, and you didn't want to be real harsh about it, so you wouldn't say he died, but did he?
Deceased.
Okay. Or anything like that? He passed away?
He just passed away.
Okay. Are there any crude terms that we could use? Say the person was just generally disliked in the community and people were frankly glad to see him go.
Oh yeah, they say that old buzzard's dead.
Okay. Or he what? Today?
Today he died.
Okay. Would there be any other mean way to say that he died instead of saying he died? Maybe he...
Well, I don't know. I expect there to be other things put to it.
A croak.
He croaked. Yeah, he just croaked or kicked the bucket.
Okay. you might say, I don't know what he died. Okay. A place where people are buried.
Cemetery.
And if it's small and out in the country, you call it a
graveyard.
Okay. If it's very small and on the farm, you call it a, or if it belongs to a family.
You call it, that's just a private, cemetery or private graveyard.
Okay. And the box that people are buried in, what's that called?
Casket.
Okay. And the procession that people go in is referred to what?
Funeral procession.
Okay. And the people who are dressed in black, you'd say they're in
mourning.
If someone meets you on the street and says, well, how are you today? You might say what? Or if you were just feeling about average, you'd say, oh, I'm
okay.
Okay. If someone's troubled, you might say, oh, it will come out all right. Don't
worry.